I read a book recently, Larry Bryant by Gabor Mate. I'm working my way through it. It's pretty unbelievable. In the Realm of Hungry Ghosts,
I need to get a copy of that.
and he goes through the clients he's serving in Vancouver, and where there's legalized drug use, and he reports on person after person, brings forward their stories, and to an individual, they have been abused. Almost all of them sexually as children. And the point, I mean, that he's making is many points, but by legalizing drugs and by bringing people in and getting them treatment rather than stigmatizing them, the pain, the people who are using drugs are taking out on their own bodies the pain that has been inflicted earlier. And as a society, to not see them or to look down upon them, we're only adding to that pain. As someone who dealt with these issues for a long time, I'm wondering if I know you haven't read the book, and but if you have any response.
Well, and I mean, we talked about this earlier. I mean, we as a society abuse our residents every day, and you know, it's only natural and normal for individuals to find those outlets of release, or find those outlets of peace, whether it's through a needle, or you know, through the bottle, or worse. You know, but if we have our leaders, are the people who implement these strategies, if their biases are that of homophobia, or racism, or if you know, you're against your abstinence only person, and then against children being provided the tools and the knowledge to protect themselves, in you know, during natural evolution, natural growing, then we're conflicting with our goals and missions of protecting our community. And I mean, we have to start developing, not just developing our interventions to care for the people who are most in need, but we can't let our biases and our discriminatory thoughts and feelings get in the way of that. And until we, you know, we eliminate those barriers, again, you know, we are just preparing for our own funerals.
In a previous interview, you talked about how if we had a vaccine for AIDS today and we could eliminate all cases of it going forward, and all the ones that exist, and we didn't address the underlying issues that allow this AIDS epidemic to follow in the footpath of the crack epidemic. We're really just waiting to usher in the next epidemic. And it seems like with those who are using drugs, it's kind of that's the expression of pain. And with where AIDS is strong, that's the expression of pain. What is the proper response for the District of Columbia and for societies to really get at the root cause of this agony?
Well, today, the today's press conference was, I would say, a half step in that direction in the introduction of this commission. You know, its makeup, its focus, and its purpose are going to be key down the road. You know, to develop an interagency model, to you know, understand the comprehensive approach that needs to be instituted from the ground up. We have to plan to succeed, not just plan to plan or plan to meet. You know, we have, again, the scientific proven, you know, documented research that shows what works and what doesn't. We have history, years, decades of what doesn't work as well. And if we can continue on this path of planning to succeed, of lowering new infections, of housing people with, you know, I was asked today also, how do we know that all this, everything that we talked about today, how do we know it's going to work? Well, we have the real numbers, the housing waiting list of 700. If that number is reduced, if the number of new infections are reduced over a period of a year to 5 years, if the number of people that are getting into care are increasing, the health disparity gap is closing, all these things are real target, are real goals. And if we're not planning to achieve those goals, then what the f*** are we planning for? And this commission is charged with putting all that together in the seat of the mayor's office and his goals for making this a one city. We have to start aiming for those goals and not just, waiting for the next press conference.
At this press conference, Dr. Mohammed Akhtar spoke, and director of the Department of Health, and he said, there are four steps we're going to take to a year from now, we'll have made six significant strides on the epidemic and on the way towards ending it. And I kept listening for where prevention would come in and where he would talk about not allowing prevention works and clean needles. And that just seemed to be entirely missing from the conversation. So at the same time that the mayor announces this 27-member commission on HIV and AIDS, which hopefully will take some serious steps and hopefully we'll have people who are themselves HIV positive as a part of the conversation. It was also a bit discouraging to not hear a very full, well-rounded discussion from the director of the Department of Health about steps that maybe should be taken going forward.
Yeah, and they spoke on these four issues as basically the things that they can do now. And they saw it in the context of there are positive people out there now. What can we do now for them? And which is, and I appreciate it. I think one of the four things was, being able to address not just the HIV health issues, but the health related issues of people aging with HIV. And as a person in his 40s who's positive for 25 years, I can appreciate that. However, caring for people with HIV is part of the process. And if we're not connecting, what we can do now, we can house people. We could reopen the doors of prevention works. We could fully implement comprehensive sex and sexuality education in all, not just schools, in all school-aged environments. These are things we can do right now. So you get the sense that even though we're with the announcement of this commission that we've been shown the right door, but for some reason we're hesitant to step through it and actually, connect the dots that show some measurable progress along the way. So again, we've been here before, when we've been shown some bright, shiny new intervention that won't manifest itself fully until a year or two from now. But in reality, we can show visible signs of success now. And if it's in those factors, they identified the kind of the care, the prevention for positives, the care for positives, but not connecting it to the prevention goals and prevention strategies that need to reduce new infections. Because at some point, our care providers are overwhelmed. So keeping people in the care is cool, but it is crowded, and we're focusing on the back end. We need to slow down the number of new positives. We need to slow down the number of people who are falling through the cracks and who remain lost in the system or to the system, and have both the prevention side work in concert with the care and services. If one is working and the other isn't, we still have an epidemic.
Would you be interested in serving on that commission?
If asked, I would be. I'm not sure I'd be the smartest or most appropriate person to be on there. But what needs to happen is there needs to be a diverse and a group of individuals representative of the city of the District of Columbia, a representative of the epidemic that exists in this city, and people who who, with their experience, and it doesn't have to be all PhDs and MBAs or whatever. I mean, people who offer meaningful and valuable information that leads to a collective and collaborative process. And whether, you know, it's me or whoever, we have to make sure that every person that fills that seat has a meaningful role, and that that role leads to a collaborative and constructive outcome.
Mayor Gray mentioned the 2012, I think in July, the International AIDS Conference is coming to the District of Columbia. What steps does the district need to take between now and then to not have folks from all over the world, who the United States is often telling what and how to do just about everything, and here we are with an epidemic, what do we need to, steps do we need to take so we're not just completely hypocritical?
Well, I mean, the short answer is we need to cover our, we need to start doing what we're preaching. We need to, we need to follow, I mean, the president, again, has the National AIDS Strategy out. The operational plan came out last week. We need to make it work. We need to fund the plan fully. We need to fill the gaps that the even the strategy draft and the implementation plan seem to miss, including, you know, prevention and care interventions such as housing, including a much more diverse approach on how youth are involved, women, so forth and so on. We need to make it work, and we need to show measurable progress. And we have to, as a country, we have to be very realistic on and very open about where the epidemic is and how it's being spread. We still are in this mode of you know, allowing homophobia and race determine where our attention goes and where help and resources flow. We need to bridge that gap as well. We need to not be distracted by the superficial arguments that don't lead to constructive outcomes, whether that's on a funding level, whether that's on the federal level, whether that's on the city and state level. I'm a little bit. I mean, I know, and here in DC, we can already see the maneuvering happening, where there are certain members of the city, elected officials and otherwise, who want to be in a prominent seat and a good light, so to speak, when the conference comes to here and the world, the planet will be, you know, looking at the city of DC, looking at our country and who plays those major roles and what have they done to this point to address some of these issues. You know, we can't just be planning, you know, for 2012. We need to be planning beyond that. The interventions and the strategies that we implement to look good to the rest of the country or to the rest of the world, we need to make sure it works. And we need to make sure that they work and they're funded beyond 2012. So we can use the community, we can use the International AIDS Conference coming to America as leverage to make sure these things happen. But we really can't lose sight of what our ultimate goals are. And that's just to end the epidemic, to address the social factors that contribute to it. And that's going to be ongoing. So, I mean, we have to work the balance of, you know, if David Catania, Committee on Health Chair, is going to play a prominent role in all this process. The mayor is going to be obviously very visible in how the city looks in its response to the epidemic. The president, who, even though he's the president of the United States, is housed here in the district, he's going to play a prominent role. We need to make sure that they, as well as us, are held accountable in what's going on and what progress we can make and what progress is being made even beyond 2012.
So some of the people who will play a starring role, it seems attention should be put on them, but maybe not for positive reasons. With so many people who are HIV positive in this city, maybe the attention that should be put on them is, my God, how could we allow this to continue to take place? Any comments on that? And then we came from the press conference where there was talk about SUVs and there's comments on Sex and the City and the HBO show and all these things, but we have an epidemic, three times more in certain sectors. And the media, what role do we in the media have leading up to 2012 and beyond? And, you know, what can we do to do our part to help address, again, this is the CDC's word, epidemic, this is real. And yet somehow it seems to be pushed to the side. Last night I saw The Other City. amazing film about HIV/AIDS in the District of Columbia. You're in it briefly, not enough. We talked about it before the interview, and you said how important it was that for people who are, you know, going to their jobs, putting their headphones on, and going home, this film puts it in our faces. And I guess we need more of that, and what can we do as leader and as journalist to help further that effort?
Well, first, the other city. I mean, I see it a little more, and maybe, you know, I've seen it a few times now, and worked with, you know, many of the people who are either in it or help put it together. Is much more than just about HIV and AIDS, particularly in this city. I mean, it speaks a lot to race, to the response of a crisis, particularly among those marginalized communities. I mean, the movie could have very easily just been about drug use or mental illness or homelessness or poverty or homophobia or any of those things. But what it illustrated, and what was maybe the troubling or disturbing part of it, was how we as a society address those things. What do we do when we see homeless people? What do we do when we know that people are essentially dying on park benches in wintertime, where people, you know, homeless people are, you know, huddled, you know, on the steps of public and private office buildings. I mean, it's our response to that that's, I think, more dramatic than the idea that we have the epidemic. I think that may be the symptom or a symptom of the larger issues, and you know how we report that, how we talk about it, whether. You know, where middle management, you know, private sector people, you know, like I said, and you know, getting on the metro, stepping over a homeless person, or stepping around, a panhandler, you know, on the way onto the train, or you know, trying to avoid someone, sleeping by a curb as we drive home on our bikes. I mean, how we talk about it, how we share those stories, and then identify the issues. I think it's not, I mean, the media is going to report what it reports on. And we know that, you know, the media operates, you know, sometimes there's this mob mentality, you know, where something fell off over here, so everybody rushes over here with their camera, and that becomes old, and then something over here, so we kind of rush around in that way. But I think on one end, you know, there is a charge to put these kind of issues in front of the media, but it's I think it's more of a charge of the community to be able to identify and address these things. We cannot be afraid to look ourselves in the eye, and when we look around the city, I don't care which ward you're from, if you visit another ward, another part of the city, we are still looking at us. This is us. That we don't live in a society literally gated from each other. We live in the District of Columbia. To me, the most, you know, the best city on the planet. This is my home. This is where my parents are from. This is where my family lives. We can't allow ourselves to walk around with blinders and to walk around with selective agendas and to be completely distracted by survival and by survival of others. And we have to be able, as people that work in this and live this, you know, 24/7, we have to be able to articulate our stories in a better way that people want to listen, that they want not just to get the, you know, have their attention grabbed, but that we're giving things to do. We're giving orders. We're offering opportunities to make change. You know, meeting with your councilman. You know, participating in council hearings and making, you know, those issues that affect the poor, housing, access to care, health disparities. Those things have to be front burner issues, and we have to be able to tell those stories and share those stories in a way that may be uncomfortable to most, but they mean survival to many others. And so I always put that back on us. I mean, it's one thing to, again, you can point to the Wilson Building, we can point to the Post or other media outlets, whatever. But at some point, we are part of that equation. If we don't make it news, it will not be news.
Any final thoughts you want to share, Larry Bryant?
Well, tomorrow, Friday, is the announcement of the public announcement of the International AIDS Conference coming to D.C. A little anticlimactic. We already know that the president announced that a few months ago. But I'm conflicted, proud to have the conference coming to my city, our city. But I'm also ashamed that we have to go through these changes and clean up. I'm thinking of the days and, you know, weeks before inauguration and how we're busing homeless out of town and, you know, cleaning up the streets, particularly along Pennsylvania Avenue for the cameras. That's not us. And you know, we have to be better than that and do more. And I'm optimistic on some levels, but a realist on others, where we're going to be having these same battles, and we're going to be disgusted by something in September of 2012 after the conference is over. But we have to do our job to make sure that we make the most of all of our opportunities, whether it's, you know, having the world being focused on D.C. in 2012, whether it's holding accountable the Mayor's Commission on HIV and AIDS and every member, all 27 of them, and whether, you know, how we are supporting and advocating for our community-based organizations, large and small, and making sure that they are staying open and that they are being able to effectively serve the community members that they are charged to do.
Thanks, Larry Bryant.
Thank you.